1 Corinthians 9:18. What is my reward then? Verily that when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel of Christ without charge, that I abuse not my power in the gospel. At times to me this passage is a little bit complicated because Paul says, I have the right to receive money from you because I preach the gospel to you. But then he says, what is my reward? My reward could be that I get offerings from you. But there's another reward. And he says it's a better reward. My reward is that I can have preached it to you and didn't get anything out of it monetarily. I just did it for free. And that is rewarding. It is rewarding to know that you did something that you can't be paid back for. And that's maturity. It really is. Because the natural mind doesn't think that way. The natural mind says, okay, I'll do this, and then my wife will do this. Right? Cowards. I'll bring her flowers. Wimps. And then she'll do this. Okay. But you know, maturity causes you to say, you know what? I'm going to do something that I cannot be paid back for. I'm just going to do it. And that's what this is. When you are putting your efforts and your energy and your prayers and your gifts and your money and everything you have towards something so far away, you know that there's no chance of getting paid back. Not in this life anyway. Now, this may seem obvious to most of you here. I don't know. But what I just said is not obvious to everybody. Amen. There are some crazy, crazy groups out there. We met a guy just a couple of years ago, I guess, in Poland. Interestingly enough, we met him again through the Bible Project because he was searching for a good Bible. He found our Bible and then he contacted us. But this guy, he's actually from Chile, married to a Polish girl. But he was in Chile and his family's part of this wacky, crazy, cultish type organization. I can't remember the name of it. You know, one of these Church of the Almighty God of the something, something, whatever, whatever. And, you know, they got millions of dollars. And they send out missionaries. In fact, they send him to Warsaw to preach the gospel. Under the condition that he has to send back to the mother church all the tithes to support the mother church. That's just wicked. Well, no wonder these people are so giving, because it just comes back tenfold. I mean, you give a little bit, you get a whole lot back. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about doing something for people that you probably will never meet this side of glory. And if you did, you couldn't talk to them anyway, so what does it matter? Right? But you don't care. And if you talked to them, you probably would have an argument over some theological issue anyway, you know? But you want them to get saved, and you don't care about getting something back. In fact, you do it because you know it's something that they can't pay back. You're just doing it for them. That's rewarding. And in Romans chapter 1, as was also brought out today by Brother Bill, and that's the last thing, that is the recognition that we are debtors. Amen. And if you have the proper understanding of debt, As difficult as debt may be, if you're mature, you know you have a responsibility. You know you are responsible for it. And you actually feel, what's the word? You feel mature that you are paying your debt. I mean, one level of maturity for children is when they realize that, hey, mom and dad are not supposed to be paying my way all my life. Now I got to take care of myself. And when you do that, those of us who did that, when you finally did it, you think, well, that feels pretty good. You know, I'm taking care of my responsibilities, and it's debt or whatever, you take care of it. And so it says here in Romans chapter 1, verse 14, I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So it's refreshing to hear good news from a far country, because if you've been a part of this, result in whatever way, then it's also nice to know that you've done something that is your responsibility. Not to gloat in, not to glory in. It's just like a growth process. So, just to sum it up, I'm going to give you some good news. I give you the best news already. If you're not saved, get saved today before it's too late. But we have some good news. Paul said in Acts chapter 14, well, actually, Paul didn't say it, I don't think. I think Luke actually wrote it. 14:27, and when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. I'd actually thought about rehearsing all that God had done in 36 years, but I decided I better give Mike some time to preach tonight. But just a few things. God has answered prayers, and we thank you for your prayers. Sometimes they may not seem important. In Mexico, we never thought about a building being important, but in Poland, 8 months out of the year, a building is actually quite important to meet in. We'd love to meet in the park all year long, but it's not really feasible. But we do have a new building, and God answered our prayer. I even talked to Brent today. We had two visitors today. It's the second Sunday in the new building. Already had visitors. It's in the same area of downtown that we've always been in. So we've been in just a few area of like a few blocks square. And this time we actually are across the street from the cathedral. So it should be interesting. And it's twice as big. Our last place could sit max 60 people, and it's twice as big, so we're happy about that. We have had a few souls saved, and one in particular that's a blessing, one family. Debbie calls them our M&Ms, because it's Marcin and Monica and Mikołaj Maciejewski, so it's M&Ms. But Marcin was another man that came to us. First of all, he was... God began dealing with him, and he got online and wanted to find a Bible, and once again, he downloaded our Bible. And then he was walking down the street one day and saw our sign in front of our church building that says, you know, have you ever been to a non-Roman Catholic church service? And so he waited about 2 months before he got the guts to come, and he came. And within a week or two, he had already called the Lord. God was already dealing with him. And then his wife, she was a little bit skeptical, but she began reading the Bible herself. She had a week off from work and began reading the Bible that he had bought. He came and bought a Bible. So she began reading that, and she listened to all the sermons. That's another thing that's been in a way, very astounding to us. We have all our sermons online every week. In fact, recently a brother in our church gave a big gift to buy cameras to put the video on, which is a blessing. But, I mean, these things are downloaded, have been downloaded thousands of times. Who in the world is that downloading? All these Americans preaching in broken Polish, but, you know, whatever. But she listened to all the sermons, and the next Wednesday she came to church, and I went to her to let her know that we had the Lord's Supper, and I didn't want her to feel uncomfortable. And she says, "Oh, I'm already saved." She'd already gotten saved that week before that. So it was like, you know, salvation express. But they've been very faithful, witnessing to her, especially to all her friends and co-workers. So they've been a real blessing. A few months ago, I did some teaching on evangelism and got them excited about going out on the street. So every other Sunday, the whole church, those who want to stay, goes out on the street and we sing songs and one of us preaches and that's every other week. And so that's something that I always look forward to doing. And even again, today, Brent, I talked to Brent and he said that several of the brethren today were out there passing out New Testaments, and up until now they've been a little bit afraid, hesitant to pass out literature. It's a European thing. They want to know all the answers first before they go out in the street. They want to make sure they have everything, you know, figured out. But anyway, they've been doing that faithfully, so we're excited about that. We started some Bible school last fall and preaching classes, and we had several people come faithfully and even two men that have started preaching on Sundays on occasions, and a third one that seems to have the desire to do so. So that's been an answer to prayer, having some men that are actually getting excited about preaching. And the Lord has been good. He is answering prayers, and we're thankful that we have you back home staying by the stuff. And we're thankful for your prayers. And I hope the good news is like cold waters to a thirsty soul. Amen? Amen.